time the exaggerated contrast beats up on me and I'm not feeling so good, I don't see any synchronicities. Even if I tried to, I don't see any synchronicities.
Because you're blind to them. Okay. Well, you don't see those magical synchronicities, okay. But you do see the evidence of how you're feeling. Now, we really like the way that you've laid this out because it helps us to say something so important.
Okay.
So, you are the creator. We're going to give this emphasis because we want you to hear it. You are the creator of your improved experience.
Okay.
And we want to leave it at that. You are the creator of your improved experience. And when you are tuned in, when you have released your resistance so that you're in vibrational alignment, and you have that view, that clear view, where you see the alignment, the synchronicities, the rendezvous,
right.
You're in the right place at the right time, you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, your timing is good. That's who you are and what you were born to do. And when you're out of the vortex, it's just off.
Okay.
So we want to say there is the wellness, which is natural, and the absence of it, but we don't want to call it sickness.
Okay.
There is clarity and the absence of it, but we don't want to call it confusion. There is abundance and the absence of it, but we don't want to call it poverty.
Okay.
Because we want you to begin to realize that you are creating and you're letting yourself line up with what you've created or not, but in the or not part, it's just the absence of what is wanted. There's not a presence of unwanted things.
Okay.
Because if there were, you took us to a new leading edge place, never been before in all of the universe. If there were a force of evil, you would notice those synchronicities.
Okay. Wow.
That's not synchronizing. That's just the mess that it is.
Thank you.
Now, of course, when you're in a negative place, that's when you'll stub your toe. But stubbing your toe wasn't a creation. It was the absence of what you'd really created.
Okay. So I guess my question is... It's just
so when your lover leaves you, it isn't that your lover left, it's that your lover didn't stay.
Okay. Yeah.
You're getting the sense of what, in other words, is that in every particle of the universe, there is that which is wanted and lack of it, but there is not a force of good and evil.
Okay.
When you walk into a room, you don't look for a dark switch.
Okay.
You don't expect to flip some switch and make some inky, misty darkness come in and cover up the light.
Okay.
You know that you could resist the light. But there is no source of darkness, there is no source of evil, there is no source of sickness, there's just creation and not letting it happen.
Okay. All right. So I guess my question is, it's a real quick question. It's just a curiosity thing for me, and what would Abraham's definition of synchronicity, like what is Abraham's definition of synchronicity?
Law of attraction's effect on a variety of components of like vibration.
Okay. All right, that's good for me. I'm complete, thank you.
You're the one.
Thank you. The woman next to me said something that got me thinking, and I wanted to ask about it. We were talking about the dolphins and whales that we've been seeing from the boat.
Don't you find this interesting?
Yes.
In the words, feel the absence of resistance. This isn't even something he cares about much. It's interesting. Just got me. It's interesting. See how absence of angst brings about results. You can really, 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 really want something. And sometimes your desire can be so strong that it overcomes your resistance. But this easygoing, wouldn't it be nice if attitude will get you everything you want.
Yeah, I had a more burning one for me personally this morning, and you didn't call on me then.
Too late.
Yeah.
Burning ones with anxiousness, you don't light up. Interesting things with no resistance, there you are.
Well,
So continue with your frivolous question.